Good morning, team, our I Can Do It team. Woohoo! We are really excited this morning. This is our, the first Saturday of the month. We always celebrate the wins and achievements from the month before, and it's always so much fun to get together and do that. And I do have some announcements to make. For one thing, people are kind of still getting on the call this morning, but I've got lots of great announcements. Hopefully you saw Dave Johnson sent out an email. He sent out a whole bunch of them. He is having a call this morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time called Stump the Doctor, and it's going to be with Dr. Ash Eckelman. You can call in. You can bring your consultants on the call. You can bring your prospects on the call and ask, Dr. Eckelman a question. But it does have a different call. It's a Zoom, but it has a different Zoom ID and a different it's Dave's original one, and he sent that out. So hopefully you guys all have it. If you don't, just look for an email from Dave Johnson because he's been sending out a bunch of them. He calls it his Power Calls, and it has a new Zoom, a Zoom to ID to click on or a phone number that you can call in on. And he's calling it the Power Calls because it's different from the Nikan Live call-in Zoom ID. And
so it's going to take the place of the Saturday one.
Yeah, so it's Saturday, 8 a.m. Pacific time. And then on Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, the Pathfinder call is going to be on Dave's Zoom link rather than the Nikan Live Zoom. And then the same thing on Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, the one for Dr. Gary Lindner is going to be on Dave's Zoom link. So, however you guys keep track of that, we use the Google online calendar, which has worked really, really good for Jack and I because it can be both on both of our computers. Plus, we set it up so that it gives us a little 5 minute, a 10 minute, and a 5 minute. You can set up whatever kind of notice you want. You can be notified by email, by your phone, but we have it for our phone, and it dings us, and it flashes up on the phone, and it has how to get on the call. So it's really helped us for our appointments and our calls and for picking up Kai at school. Anyway, that was really good for us. Let's see. My next announcement is the I Can with William Todd, Mike DiMuccio, and Marty Jeffrey. They did their first call this last Wednesday, and I sent it out to all of you guys. I sent it out to everybody on our team that we have an email address for because I think, having an I Can attitude is probably one of the most important things we can do to live the life we want to live. I mean, how we think, it all starts with our thoughts and our vibrations, what we attract into our life and the type of life we live. And so we are going to be on the call, and I invite you guys to be on the call. And I invite you to reach out to everybody that you know, people on your team, about this free call that they can listen to and that they can print out this lesson for the I Can lesson. The affirmations, it can help everybody, whether they're a student in college, a student in high school, anybody, no matter what business they're in, what line of work they're in, all of us, all of us will do better if we have an I Can attitude. It can be a great way that you can get into conversation with people to invite them to, take a listen to this call. And print this out so that they can listen. I mean, so that they can read the I Can affirmations and some of them might feel inspired to get on the call too. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I have one more announcement.
I don't know, but you're getting more than your time.
Oh, I have more than my share of time. Okay, I'll keep this one short. I know we've talked about this lots of times from many angles, but it's so important how to earn money. And it's by providing service, right? Service to other people. I mean, that's how any business earns money. It's by providing value. And so if we want to have more money coming in, we need to provide more value, either more value to the people we're already providing value to or to more people. And so that's what we need to think about every day. How can I provide more value to my customers, my potential customers? How can I provide more value to the people on my team? So that's just something I invite
conference
you to.
Conference muted.
And as we go into this call, our celebration call for the wins in April and the top 10 people that are going to be sharing their tips, of course, the reason they're in the top 10 is because they did provide more value to more people. And so every day, you know, we can pray, we can ask God, a higher source, however you want to, you know, address spirit to direct us to who is needing us, looking for us, and just be asking ourselves, you know, how can I provide more value? So, okay, Jack, I turn it back to you.
Yay, top 10. Well,
that's pretty exciting.
I don't see number one. So.
I think Carla's on. Oh, Nina's number one. Oh, okay.
Nina's number one, so we'll wait and see if Nina shows up. And hang on just a minute here. Let me get the right sheet. And Pam and Ron Barnes are second, and Carla is going to share for them because they're at the Kentucky Derby today. Carly, what would you like to share for Pam and Ron? Oh, you're muted, so hang on just a second. You can unmute yourself, I think, but I will. Okay. No, that's not you.
Good morning.
Okay.
Yes, this is a big weekend for Pam and Ron. They are big celebrants of Kentucky Derby weekend, I think, every year. And so they're not available this morning, but I have some wonderful words from her to share with our team. Actually, she was surprised to know she was in the top 10 because she's been doing lots of extra chores around their place, because of the company that they have in at this time of year and whatever. She tends to get into some big projects. And so her comment was, never let the chores that you have in your regular life interfere with Sherry Neekin. Every morning she asks God to bring to her the people that need her help, and each evening she's grateful for what he brought to her that day. She said it's been a crazy month during April. She's taken on these big projects, but she also has had some significant Neekin appointments, and she even has three more big appointments this coming week. So there's been really no break in the Neekin action. And so she said God is good. He gives us just enough time, but usually none to waste. So it's just about continuing to do what we know to do on a regular basis.
All right. Well, thank you. And, yes, they are very consistent and in the top 10 virtually every month. I don't know. I can't remember them missing the top 10 the last three or four years. So that's pretty amazing. Yay, Pam and Ron.
Yeah.
And I am going to jump a little bit because Ruth Lowe is, I think they're off on some kind of a mission today. And Ruth, hang in there. I will find you. Okay. Would you like to
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Here. I'm so sorry that you had to put me out of order here because we are meeting in just a few minutes. But, yeah, when I went back to look at the month of April, had five brand new customers, registered customers. One of them was a lady that I met on the plane to Orlando, and she did buy a water bottle. And it was just wonderful talking with her, and she has children. And she says, I want it all. She goes, I have to start with the water bottle first and just ease my husband into it. It was too cute. So I just know that's just the beginning of a wonderful relationship. And the other is just kind of popped out of the woodwork. It's interesting. Some people I haven't heard from for years all of a sudden called me, and I'm like, wow. And I, too, like Pam, every morning I pray and just say, God, you know, bring me the people that you want me to help. Because I don't know who they are right now, but just show them to me. And just even coming back from Orlando, it was very exciting. And then I just think being more aware of knowing that there are opportunities abound. Every day somebody called me and said, you want to do lunch? I said, okay. She bought the bone health pack. And then I spoke to some other person, and she was like, yeah, I forgot. I want 2 boxes of lactoferrin. And so they just kept coming. It's really amazing how God keeps providing. So it's been a fun month. It really has. We've been really busy still with Rachel, with her healing and her concussion. So Megan has not been the focus for us for the past few months, and yet we're still able to help people. So she's like, Pam, they just keep coming. But I will share with you, Robert asked me the other day, wow, you know, the month that we had those really big volumes, what caused that? And I said, that's when we had out-of-town guests at our house. Because every time they're in our wellness home, they live and breathe just like we do. They realize that we are what we talk about. We are Nikan. And that's when they realize, oh, I want part of that. So we got to start getting a list of who we want to invite to come to our house to come visit us. Because it's always worked for us. So Pam's absolutely right. When you have these big events and things come in, whatever, and all of a sudden it gives you opportunities.
Wow, well, that's great. And of course, Dori Lorden is in the top 10 again. She's almost always in the top 10 also. So she's on your team. And congratulations to that, too.
Yeah, well, hers is all authorship. She's just amazing with authorship. She's very consistent, but her biggest strength is that she follows up with people. She always checks in on them, and really that's her bread and butter, is her authorship.
Yeah, and Dori's had health challenges and from time to time, and having an authorship has been a lifesaver for her in a lot of ways.
It has. You're absolutely right. It has. And she is very busy with her church and the work that she does with them. I mean, it just consumes her, yet she still has the opportunity to sustain the fellowship, which is really amazing. So, yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Ruth and Robert.
Have a great call.
You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see who's next. I did this different than normal. So, Edwina Theory, you are next. Congratulations. And let me get to a page. There it is. Okay, your line is unmuted, Edwina.
Good morning. Good morning, Jack and Karen and everyone. I'm over here in Tampa, Florida. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. I would like to share that with everyone. But I wanted you to know that, I love where we're at, and I love what's happening with the team. So I'd like to turn this call, what we have to say, over to Linda Greenwood, if she's on the phone. She was so instrumental in getting her team going this month. I think she should speak instead of me. I'm so proud of them.
Okay, Linda, your line's open.
Good morning. I'm here. This is Linda.
You
hear me?
Good morning. Congratulations. You're making a big difference.
I hope so. Okay, what I wanted to share this morning was that I've got these two new wonderful ladies that have joined me, one of which is Amalia Hernandez. She's from Mexico. And the other young lady, Katharina Marchani, she's from China. They are here in the United States for quite a while, and I'm going to get them to do the international application because they've got many people that they want to get through to in their countries. We're working on also getting presentations together here in the area where we live, which is right outside of Little Rock, Arkansas. But it's been it's been interesting. Let's put it that way. And I would like to introduce Amalia if she is on. She understands quite a bit of Spanish. However, she can't speak it that well. So if she's on, I'll go ahead and translate for her just for her to say hello to everyone.
Let's see.
Amalia, are you on?
Amalia, are you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. I'm so excited.
¿Qué otra cosa necesitan decir? ¿No tienes algo más que decir?
Pues que estoy muy
del negocio
de la compañía y que cada vez que regalo algo para invertir en el tiempo de los productos, a los dos días tengo una llamada.
Every time she speaks to anyone that she introduces the product to, within 2 days, they've called her and ordered something from her. That's awesome.
Yay.
Solamente eso, no sé qué más decir.
¿Cómo?
Digo que solamente no sé qué más decir.
Bueno, está bien.
Me gusta que estar dentro de la compañía.
Uh-huh. She says that she's very pleased with the Nikin Company, and she likes what it is that the company is doing for people. So she's very happy.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to our Nikin family.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Okay, now I got to jump back over here. Let's see. And congratulations, Edwina. That's awesome. Oh, I wanted to – there's one more thing here. Edwina Theory. Okay, so I looked at all the autoships that are in the personal group, and Edwina's autoship is number one. So she –
Whoa! Yay!
Wow.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Oh my gosh! Awesome.
1,500 points about a ship. And while I'm number two was Nancy Clyde in that, and about 1,400, and also 1,400 Ron and Pam Barnes, and Nine Alves is about 1,250. So, congratulations to all you guys.
Top otter shippers. Woohoo.
Thanks, guys. Awesome.
Number one. And the rest of us better get to work and
catch up.
Okay. Let's see. That I'm going to hang on, everybody. If I know what I'm doing, not really. Okay. Now that jumped over that page. Okay. Lois Wilburn, you are next. And your line is open. Congratulations.
Yay, Lois. Woohoo.
Thank you. We're not surprised, but not completely surprised, but it's like I guess things I've done in the past just keep adding up. Because I didn't do a lot of focus on, again, I had a lot of visitors and things going on, so. But I have a lot of irons in the fire, and it's not difficult at all to share Nikin. It's just wonderful. This month will be a whole lot different because I am more focused. Just want to say thanks to my team, those who are consistently ordering products and still sharing. I know it's clouded on the West Coast here, and it's a little cool, so people don't get up as early, but. Renee Abdullah, she did okay, and Tyra is still sharing whenever she can. She's in New York. I don't know if she's on the call. I invited her. and people under her are getting fired up too. So we're just looking forward to big things this month.
Fabulous. When we were talking the other day, Lois, you told me about the networking group, and you were able to have a presentation there. You want to share that?
Oh, yes. I recently joined a networking group, and it was my turn to do a presentation on Thursday, and it was fabulous. They were really blown away. No one had There's never been a person in Neakin that has joined the group. So they have different people, different businesses. But I was able to share, and that is really going to be a big deal. So I've gotten calls and orders and pending other presentations they want me to share with other people. So that's fabulous.
Well, what did you talk about primarily? What are they excited about?
Well, they're excited about, I gave my testimony about my uncle, how he got better using products with his diabetes, and that was really, really interesting. And I did a demonstration with the water, and that was really a big hit. And I'm focusing, my time sharing is only about 15, 20 minutes. I'm just covering mostly one product at a time. So next month I will focus more on the magnets. But I share the insoles, and people want insoles right away. So it's a good way to get business people involved. When you share with business people, they're really excited about this.
Great. Yay, Lois.
Woo-hoo, Lois. Yeah, I can see lots of great things are going to come from that. Great.
Oh, yes.
Wow, awesome.
Well, congratulations. Let's see. Julie, Matt, are you in an airport someplace? I think your line's open now.
No, I'm in Seattle in a hotel room.
Woo! Seattle! Oh, my goodness!
There's, my mom is here with me as well, so we're both on the call today together, which is nice. We're here for my brother's 50th birthday celebration, so.
Oh, how awesome is that? Wow.
It is really good. My dad and stepmom are here, and it's awesome, so. Yeah, so this month has just been a lot of seeds that have been sown coming to fruition a little bit. Just loving on people that I'm around and living my life using Neakin and having Neakin in my heart, I think, and people seeing it and coming to me and asking me what I'm doing or noticing products around me or on me. And ask me what they are and being interested in them or having tried them themselves in the last couple of months and returning, looking to suggest products for some of their friends and family. And that's how it's been growing most recently. And it will continue to do so because I'm sharing more and more.
Well, good for you. And you're such a magnetic, sparkly person anyway, so I know
thank you.
attracted to you, and that I'm sure that helps a lot. And you were on the call, the ICANN call, I think, the other night. And
I was, yes.
You're going to do that, and we are too, so
yep.
That'll be a lot of
Yes, I did the 180, the 180 days with William already. So it was a mandatory, not mandatory class for the graduates. Although he didn't have to tell me that, I was already ready to sign up the moment we heard about it that first evening in Orlando. We'd had a meeting with William, just the graduates, and he'd introduced the course with Marty Jeffries. So I had been signed up since that Thursday. I'm excited. I'm eager. Yeah.
Well, you're so good at doing all those programs, and I think you're a good example for all of us. And so we're following you, Zoo.
All right. Mom along. I'll have you.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
I can't add it to you. I mean, it's just so important. I mean, I know when maybe share just a little bit. I mean, like when you first took, I remember when you first started with William, I think the first time when we did the first lesson on attitude and you had something happen at work that really kind of upset everybody, but it didn't upset you because you were doing the, yeah, you want to share that?
Attitude. Sure. Well, corporate work is people get their shorts in a knot quite easily over not always big things. And after having been in attitude and doing the repetitious reading and reciting, I don't know how long it had been in, maybe even a week. It might have been that short for me. I was involved in an event at work where everybody was very excitable and it was a very volatile moment. And rather than getting pulled into it, I realized that I just could be there but not get sucked into the energy that they were producing because there wasn't anything that could be done about what was being shouted about at that precise moment. And to stay level-headed was the best thing I could possibly do and to have a positive attitude on what I could achieve coming out of that meeting. And what basically happened was everything kind of piddled out from an energy level from everybody else in the room. And they were all exhausted and worn out and miserable, to be honest. And I really wasn't impacted by it. I just kind of said, okay, well, there. Do you feel better now? So now can we actually talk about what needs to be done and how to address the problem? And it really was, they were like, you normally would have, you know, gotten involved as well and just, it was amazing to kind of come out the other end as unscathed, which is what I told William. It was amazing to witness it as opposed to be a part of it. And it has happened, I can tell you, so many times repeatedly in both my personal and professional lives since becoming a part of the Mentor and Me courses, where I can say I have been so much more level-headed and so much less emotional verbally in incidents and in moments when it really wasn't the right place to do it. And people are like, I don't know what's happening with you. And it's just me being calmer and being more centered and balanced and more sure of what I need to do and where my responsibilities lie. So it's a change for everybody, but it's a super positive change for me. I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Thank you, Julie. You know, and being part of a call, a coaching call, a mentoring call, an accountability call, where we get on every week and we go over these things like attitude and decision, the different qualities. It just, I mean, for me, it helps keep me on track. And just like you, I mean, it helps you stay level-headed to be in control of what we are in control of, which is our attitude, and always helps things to work out better. And so I just invite all of you that if you haven't, decided to come on to this I Can call yet, that you really listen to that recording that I sent out and really consider it, because it is it really helps to keep us on track. And as you can tell, it's really helped Julie, and I know it'll help everybody, all of us that do that, and it'll help us, you know, as because we're a team and we lift each other up, we support each other on these calls. I think the more of us that are on this I Can call, the more attractive we're going to be as a whole team. So thanks, Julie, and congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
Enjoy Washington. Nancy Clyde, your line's open. Congratulations for being in the top 10.
Woohoo! Yay, Nancy!
Yeah, well, thank you, everyone. I'm very surprised, but it really is just consistency and things coming through those, you know, like someone else said, the seeds that you've planted in the past. I think Julie said something about that. But something else I noticed was in April, I was the convener for the Friday morning leads group I'm involved in. And so that put me up front. I just really prayed to be, what? Not positive, but just have that energy going off of me that showed that I was poised. I knew what I was talking about. I was in control of the meeting, but I was reaching out to them with my heart. And I think that was fabulous. Something else that I thought, wow, didn't even get counted in the numbers, is I have a team member who is very inactive. Well, she had let her autoship go, and she had something like 12 extra shoe inserts sitting around her house, and I became aware of that, and she was very much wanting to move them out of her house. So over the past month, when I had been loaning out these shoe inserts, they have not been ordered through Niken. I have been helping out this downline and buying them from her. So I have we have loaned out 11 pair of shoe inserts. Six so far have been bought, but people hand me a check. So they have, for some reason, whatever, I need to get my words better, but they have not. I need to get them signed up as a customer and say, please replenish my stock and let me go ahead and order a pair, give me your credit card number, and have it shipped to me so that it is counted in all my numbers. But there are, I think, 2 or 3 pair of shoe inserts that are still out. They said they would order them. They didn't. Well, actually 4 in the month of April. So this month I have told them it would help me out if you would just not give me a check, but just order them online and have them shipped to me. So that would be interesting to see what all those numbers were. 6 bought them outright, and there's 4 more who have them, and they are to replenish my stock. But all of what everyone has said is fabulous. The I Can attitude, I've been reading over that. I did not sign up for the whole course, but just reading over that, I thought that's true. It is absolutely the only thing we have. What is it? It doesn't matter that you've been knocked down. It's that you get back up type thing. And so it is our attitude. Some other words that jumped off the page to me, and I didn't bring that sheet in the other room. We have our twin grandsons here. They're 18 months old and rather loud. So I ran out of the room where they were and left the piece of paper. But it was on that I Can sheet, and it was talking about how we want to show the value so that we are the go-to person that people think of for health and prevention, et cetera, and for the 5 pillars of health, just balance in our lives. So if we are reflecting that balance as much as we can, and then also giving them the valuable information, not dumping it on them like I'm so guilty of doing in the past, but just dripping on them every month when we see them, what we've learned, et cetera, maybe just an official email, but then it could be some text for special issues that they are addressing that you learn of. I think it's just so, so valuable, because that's what we are. We're just a good friend wanting to get the word out and giving it to people, and then we will become those go-to people that they will call on. And I'm really very proud of my husband. He came home yesterday. He sold a few things this month, loaning shoe inserts and knee wraps and all. But a gentleman was sitting there, a substitute teacher, and he asked David to open the water bottle for him. And David said, oh, well, he opened it for him. He said, what's wrong with your hands? And he said, oh, they're just so weak. So David demonstrated his power band and all. The man was wearing a copper band. And he said, well, you're wearing that. And he said, no, it really doesn't do anything. He said, well, these really do. So David showed him. And so before David even got home, he was on our website ordering it. So I'm very proud of David and thrilled that he saw the immediate results of just helping people. He really does have a sweet heart to share and all, but his schoolwork, et cetera, keeps him busy. So anyway, that's all I have to say, but it's just consistency and work on giving that value, like you were talking about, Karen, so that we are the go-to person that people think of. Thanks.
Hi, you're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome, Nancy. Woohoo.
Hey, Nancy. Let's Tina Davidson. Your line is open. Yay, Tina.
Good morning. Hi. Hi, everybody. This past month has been awesome. Just still trying to work on a lot of social media to kind of spread the word that way and talk to as many people as possible. But I think probably my biggest news is my soul sister, Naritza, joined me on my team. She's on the call right now. It's her first group call. And so we're starting to plan her launch. And so that's so exciting. Loving every bit of that. And just following up with everyone that, you know, I put my index card system together and literally just going through May right now, following up with everybody. So it's April was a great month, and I too joined the ICANN mentoring call. So hope to push that forward and, you know, get more retail customers. Yay!
Yay!
Absolutely.
Woohoo!
And yay, Naritza.
And you have, let's see, you had a get together. I mean, several people you were talking telling me about. An event in New Jersey that you're going to have?
Well, actually, that's Naritza's event we're having. She lives in West Nyack, New York, and it's on May 22nd. And so we're she's starting to invite people. I've started to invite people. But as a way to repay Ruth Lowe's generosity in helping me, I reached out to Gary Bolton, who's also been helping me. He had a new team member who lives not too far from me. So I reached out to her just to say, hey, if you want to come and be part of a wellness preview, bring some guests. That would be awesome. And then also Shaney Howard, who is on Gary Bolton's team, has a new team member that lives only about 18 minutes from Naritza. So I did reach out to her also and invited her the same way and just said, you know, if you want to bring some friends, come on. So we'll see if they engage. I did hear back from Shaney Howard's new consultant. So, yeah, we're going to have a big party. We're going to try the Molly Simpson and Carrie Percy idea of the wild bingo party night because Naritza and I both love to have a great time. So we're going to try to make it tons of fun and just have a good time.
Oh, boy. Well, we're
It's so great to be able to share with people. I mean, we can share with them a way that they can feel better naturally without drugs and surgery, and we can share with them a way that they can have fun and be with friends and earn money. I mean, build a team. I mean, our model, Teach Three to Reach Three, and as people use the products themselves and as they develop some customers, and each one of us has those little, you know, our little 500 units of qualified personal points every month, and we teach other people to do that. I mean, we can have fun and we can build an income. I mean, and we can feel better. I mean, how great is that? And you
just, perfect.
It's just perfect. And you're so great at that. You know, the friendship, the camaraderie, having great health, having fun together and being able to earn money. I mean, what a combination. And you're just the best at that. So. Yay, Tina, and welcome,
Chris. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're awesome. And Naritza, you are too. let's see, where is – there's one more. Okay. Patricia Van Gilder has a consultant in her group, Ruth Kent. And Patricia, you have anything to share with what went on in Ruth Kent's organization? She reached the top 10.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning. Ruth Kent does seminars and coaching with the Emotion Code, Body Code, and in her business, she's dovetailed very nicely the Nikan products, and she uses the Mag Duo and the insoles and she really incorporates the nutritionals as kind of part of helping people get balanced after the work that she does. And so the waterfall is key to making everything work. So she sells waterfalls. And then, of course, when she's able, she shows from the tip system and the air purifier. So Lily, Ruth's a master at sharing the Nikan Wellness Home, and she's in a seminar this weekend in Richmond, Virginia. It's the Healing Arts group of people. So she gets all over the nation. She does shows and expos, and seminars all over the nation. And she's gone abroad. She's gone to South Africa. So the girl gets around. And everywhere she goes, she shares. She comes from the heart, and she's all about a heart message and helping people feel better. So, yeah.
Hey, well, thank you for sharing. And that is the top 10, guys. Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Nina.
I called Nina.
As otherwise,
yay, let's cheer for Nina. Yay, Nina, top 10. And also Nina did the Entrepreneurs Club with Jack and successfully and was recognized on the Nikan's kickoff call and in the monthly newsletter. So we want a big congratulations for that, Nina. I know you'll be listening to this recording.
Well, I think she was top sponsor and
top in a whole bunch of those categories. So fantastic, Nina. That was really great.
All right, everyone. Well, let's see. I've got everybody muted out, so let me
open.
Okay.
Remember the Stump the Doctor? Isn't that on in 30 minutes?
Yes. Yes, thank you for that, Nancy. Following this call in just a little bit at 8 a.m. Pacific time, Dave Johnson is hosting the call, and it's going to be Dr. Ash Eckholm, Stump the Doctor. You can be on. You can bring guests on, prospects on, downline on, and they can ask their questions to Dr. Ash. It's going to be great. It's a Zoom call. You can go on with Zoom. You can also call in, but it is a different number. It's not Nikan Live, so make sure you get the email what's from Dave Johnson. He sent out a bunch of them that has his Zoom link in it and his, the phone number for his call. And then again, that call, same power call, Dave's number is going to be for Pathfinders on Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific time and for Dr. Gary Linder Wednesday at 6:30. So you do want to, save that, put that in your Google Calendar or however you keep track of your data calls. So thank you for that, Nancy.
And it'll be the same number that it was before when Dave was doing the daily rev call.
It's Dave's Zoom line. So, wow, what a great, being part of a team is so important. We use that example, like if you're starting a barbecue, you put all the coals together and you make a great fire or any type of fire, you heap it all together. If you want it to go out, what do? You spread out all the pieces, you spread out all the coals or you spread out all the sticks and they just go out. And so that is one of the reasons it's so important to get together on these calls to support each other. And,
Thank you.
We just want to celebrate all of you. So, yay, team! Your lungs are open. You can say yay.
Yay.
Yay, team!
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy Monday tomorrow.